so obviously you guys don't want to give away too much, but everyone's talking about this is about getting on the same page, and is this very much almost like a family reunion a bit for you guys in terms of the coaching staff? And
it's a, yeah, I mean, it's been great getting back here. I wouldn't call it a family reunion. I would call it, you know, getting a place where you're comfortable, you know the organization. You know, being with Coop and John again is outstanding. They're both players when I was here. It's a dream come true for me. I'm jacked up about it. It was nice to get on the grass and get the players going again.
From where we stood, it was obvious that there was a lot of energy in the special teams drills and from you and the coaches and the players. Is that the message you kind of wanted to send to kind of get everyone up to a high tempo early?
Yeah, when we talked about it, the main thing we want to do is we want to play fast and physical, and that's getting started right there. Now, you can't do certain things because of the CBA, and it's rightly so, but we want to get that tempo started right off the bat.
It's loud on purpose. It sounds loud.
I don't know if it's on purpose. You know, my father-in-law, who was a coach here for a long time, said, "Be yourself," and that's me. So I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's loud on purpose, but that's the way it's going to be.
Were your kickers using tackling dummies? Is that part of it too? Just one of them involved? I mean, maybe it does go on elsewhere. I've never seen that where kickers were.
I can't tell you if it goes on elsewhere. I just know that we're going to do it because, I mean, what happens when it breaks out? Right. You know, if they'd never done it before. It's a great excuse for them. Oh, I never did it, Coach. Well, I mean, we're going to work on it. You know, I mean, we're gonna get them going, and hopefully, if that ever does happen, hopefully it doesn't happen. But if it does, we want to be prepared.
What's the expression on their faces? They may have done this for the first time. They may have never done that before.
I can guarantee you, after watching the film, there was a couple of them that was the first time they did it. No question. They'll get better. You know, they'll get better as they go. And you know, like I say, it's to prepare for a bad situation. And that's what you hope that you can have at least a chance to be successful.
With the CBA restrictions and the time limits, new offense, new defense, I think common sense might be that special teams doesn't get as much attention. How do you make sure that whatever time you're allotted is maximized?
Well, first of all, Coop's great about that. He's been outstanding. You know, he's given us the same thing as offense and defense, which is great. And then the second thing is you have to be tremendously organized, in my opinion. You know, the coaches did a great job yesterday of helping out. You know, Coop gave us the time to get us prepared. And it's just organization. You got to be, you know, if you have 20 minutes, I learned a long time ago, you can't worry about how long you have. You just have to maximize that time.